Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from our gospel lesson, John 8. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews were offended. Who could ever say words like that? The Jews heard Jesus saying them, and they came to the conclusion, we know you have a demon. Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus the healer, Jesus the bread king, was one thing. But now, who does he think he is? If only Jesus had continued doing the miracles, possibly the Jewish leaders could have tolerated him. But there was his teaching, and especially the words that our scripture reading today records, those words that he was saying about himself. Those were just over the top, unbelievable. And so these religious leaders accused him of being, of all things, a Samaritan. Not a son of Abraham, but way outside of the family of God. Not only a Samaritan, but having a demon. They couldn't see that the words and the actions fit together to point to him as the Messiah, the true Son of God come down from heaven. But yet they were blind to the reality of who Jesus was. But Jesus knows what's going on. He knows the situation. He can see their blindness. And he doesn't back down. He doesn't compromise. He speaks all the more clearly to them. You are not sons of Abraham. You are not sons of God. You are sons of the devil. There is no truth in you. You do not believe my words. Harsh words. And yet there is more. He says, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. We can imagine the anger rising up further and reaches the boiling point with those words. Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. With those words, Jesus leaves no doubt in the minds of those opposing him. Jesus is claiming to be God, the true God. And that is blasphemy, and he must be destroyed. But Jesus is speaking the truth about himself. He cannot do otherwise. He is the second person of the Trinity. He was in the beginning with God. Through him, all things were made. He is the only begotten Son of the Father. He is obedient to the Father's every desire, even to the point of shedding his blood. All of this the Jewish leaders could not see. They were blinded by their unbelief, blinded by the lies of the father of lies, Satan, their father. Today, the spirit of compromise is alive and well. Often there are calls to water down this exclusive claim of Jesus, or to back away from it altogether. his claim to be the true, only begotten Son of the Father is just too narrow-minded. And doesn't it exclude all other religious possibilities? I'm sure there's probably a way that we could attach a phobia to Jesus here. However, if we were to go down to that road, I think we would be missing the point here. As you think of the world's hostility to Jesus and to Christians, you must be reminded that you too have a little bit of that blindness as well. And there's a little bit of hostility to Jesus toward him as the Son of God as well. I know that because we are all infected by sin inherited from Adam. You daily battle the old sinful flesh that is within you, that still whispers that lie of the devil. Did God really say? But Jesus is well aware of our circumstances. He's well aware that you battle sin every day in your life. You battle sin, unbelief, doubt. And he does not leave you alone in this battle. He continues to speak those words to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. So what does it mean to keep the word? It means trust in God. Trust in Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Keeping the word also means to pay attention to that word, to guard that word, to observe the word of God. Keeping the word involves the Holy Spirit. For because of your sinful flesh, you cannot keep the word. But the Holy Spirit comes to you. He calls, gathers, enlightens you so that you can keep his word. No one can believe unless the Holy Spirit draws him to Christ, to the word. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep the word. You are to believe it, to trust in it. You are to keep that word and that specific word that testifies who Jesus is, the true Son of the Father. Sometimes I think we, like the Pharisees and the Jews, can get lost in regard to who Jesus really is. We can read the miracle accounts and get caught up in Jesus, the miracle man, Jesus, the bread king, and begin to see him only as man in the flesh and not see him as true God, Son of the Father. And so those words of Jesus are meant for us as well. Before Abraham was, I am. Christ is eternal. He is God. He is timeless. And at the same time, he is God in the flesh. This is a mystery. Who can understand it? Who can fathom the mystery of the Godhead, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? But the way to understand, the way to see the mystery of the Godhead is through believing in the Son. So keep the word. For this is the word that leads to more than just head knowledge regarding the Trinity. It leads to eternal life. If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. For the word became flesh and dwelt among us. This word is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the word that was sent by the Father to become the Lamb to be sacrificed, to atone for your sin. He is the Lamb in the thicket that God provided. He is also the high priest who offered a better sacrifice than all of the other high priests. While they only offered the blood of animals, this high priest offered his own blood on the altar of the cross. This is the word which you believe and trust in. And this is the word that gives you the blessings of God, forgiveness, life, and salvation. Salvation means that those whose sins have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb will never see death. That means that each one of you who have been baptized into Christ's death will be raised on the last day to life immortal with him. Keep the word. For those words bring you comfort. Death has no longer a hold over you. Death has lost its sting. So keep the word. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. In spite of the somber tones of the day, Judica, the fifth Sunday in Lent, this word of Christ brings joy and gladness. Abraham rejoiced that he would see the day of the Lord. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he may see my day. He saw it and was glad. Abraham knew that one day God would send the Messiah. Even though he lived some 2,000 years before Christ, he trusted in those promises of God that the Savior would come. And in believing, in trusting, Abraham was keeping the word. And that word brought him joy. For Abraham, that promise of God was sure and certain. In a few days, we will enter into the depth of the Passion of Christ with his entry into Jerusalem, celebrating the Passover, being arrested, tried, convicted, crucified, and finally laid in the tomb. This is indeed a time of sober reflection on sins that made this sacrifice of the Son of God necessary. But you know the rest of the story. The death in the grave was not the end. The tomb was empty. Truly rejoice as Abraham did, because God provided. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice. So keep the word. Keep the word of Christ. And that means that you have joy and gladness in life no matter what. God's love for you is an eternal reality. Keep the word. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.